Pennsylvania. This is Mood Ring Radio. I'm your host, Abby. Happy Thursday. I hope you're all in a good mood. But if you're not, let's change that. First up, we have This Charming Man by The Smiths. Okay, so we have been having a lot of technical difficulties tonight. We're going to try to resolve them, but... Okay, so we're having a lot of technical issues. That was an issue with the show that was just on before me. I think the sound is back. Okay, sorry. okay, so I don't know how much you guys missed, but this is Mood Ring Radio. I'm your host, Abby. We're gonna try to start off again. This is This Charming Man by The Smiths. All right, so it seems like the problem is the mic is working, but the music sound isn't working. So we can talk a little bit. actually, right here, I have my friend Hannah, who is starting her own radio show with her roommate Anna next week. Hannah, do you want to talk about your show, or do you, okay?
It's on Monday.
It's on Monday. What time, Hannah? 7 to 8. So check out Hannah and Anna's show on Monday.
Radio Rebels.
Yeah, it's called Radio Rebels. So yeah. If you catch the reference, we'd be good friends. Yeah, I'm really sorry about this, guys. I don't know how to resolve this issue. The good thing is, if we are able to fix it, there's not a show on after this. So I can play into the next hour if you guys... want to still listen, but here we are right now. Struggling. No, I play it from my phone. Here, Kate, do you want me to turn your mic on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Kate. All right, well,
why don't you describe the mood chart?
The
for
mood
today?
Chart?
Like,
okay,
just like
well,
the flow, you know?
The flow? Okay, well, you know, we're going to start off a little lively
okay. With
this Smiths tune. Usually the Smiths. You know, if you know the Smiths, it's a little depressing sometimes, but this specific track always puts me in a good mood, at least. Okay, I just got a text from my mom saying my voice is off now.
Oh.
So,
That's
fun. I don't know if anyone can hear anything.
Someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, okay, I'm back, apparently. It's fun getting texts from the few listeners I have telling me what's up. Yeah, any... What's up, guys? How's your day been?
Pretty good. Kind of dreary, rainy.
Yeah. Yeah. I just tried to play the music again. Still not working.
Would it help if you, like, reloaded it?
Perhaps. Perhaps we'll try that. Kate, why don't you tell a story?
Oh, a story?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I have any stories. Hannah, have any stories?
I wish we had. We did not prepare anything exciting.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to look up some haikus.
Haiku, yeah. Okay, haikus. So that's true. So when we're not playing music, we are reading poetry. And haikus are, I think, a preferred form because they're short and sweet. Mm-hmm. Anyone can write a haiku.
So many.
If you don't know what a haiku is, it's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. Very easy.
So good.
Try it out. Send it to me. If you like have my number or my socials, like DM me a haiku and I'll read it on the show, please.
Oh, here are 10 vivid haikus to leave you breathless.
Oh, okay.
This one is called The Old Pond. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
An old, silent pond. A frog jumps into the pond. Splash! Silence again.
Wow, that's
so deep.
That's really
that
deep.
That triggered something emotional in me.
Oh, Hannah says that triggered something emotional in her. I don't know if you got Hannah. You can come up closer to the mic.
I'm good back here.
Okay.
Right.
We're gonna have the 5th attempt at playing music. Still nothing. Okay, cool.
Alrighty.
Maybe I will try to log out of Spotify. Kate,
yeah,
why
sure.
don't you read us another haiku?
Here, I'll give you a little World of Dew action.
What?
A world of dew, and within every dewdrop, a world of struggle.
Damn.
Snaps, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, here's another. Lighting one candle. The light of a candle is transferred to another candle. Spring twilight.
Spring twilight?
Twilight? Wow. Well, we okay. I can talk about Twilight all
We're
day.
Not going to talk about Twilight.
Okay, no, that's okay. That's all right.
I will censor you. Yeah, no. I do. Okay, I got a suggestion to talk about why I called the show Mood Ring Radio.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I think we actually, when I decided I wanted to do a show, I had a whole brainstorming session. Kate was there. She was helping. It was an intense process.
It was. Back and forth.
Yeah.
So quick.
Yes. We wanted something that, you know, related to who I am and my interests, but also, you know, fit for a radio show. It can't just be something super specific to me. So we're thinking, what were some of the other ideas we had, Kate?
I was personally a fan of 575 in the 610, because, like, 575 for a haiku, and 610 is the Eastern area code.
That is fun. I think I like that one. It tripped me up a little bit, because it was
a little close to
my, like, hometown area code, so I was like, 575, what? Like, and then I realized the haiku, yeah. So we had a lot of ideas.
There were some other good ones. There was a lot of, like, celestial...
Yes, like, we're very into the universe here, but,
of the moon.
But then... Yeah, we manifest over here, so... but then...
Manifest... station.
that would have been
good
really
one.
Fire. Okay, ooh. Kate. Kate, now you have to have your own show and call it Manifest Station. Yeah.
I should.
Yeah, so we landed on Mood Ring Radio because I wear a mood ring every day, and I also have a mood necklace that, you know, if I don't want to wear the ring or if I want to wear both, sometimes there's a little, like... They don't match up if I'm wearing them at the same time, but that's okay.
That's fine. You could be feeling a bunch of different things.
Yeah,
you never know.
No. So we landed on Mood Ring Radio, and I liked it because I didn't want to be stuck to one specific genre of music. I wanted to be able to, you know, play around and have a variety. So
yeah.
A mood ring, it changes based on your mood.
It's very free. Free like your spirit, almost.
Yeah.
No limits.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just love it.
People are really getting the conversation tonight.
Yeah, no, you guys are in for a treat tonight. I'm like, I apologize, but yeah, so And also, I played it last week. There's a song called Mood Ring Baby by one of my favorite artists, Field Medic. And I love it. And yeah, so.
It is a good one. I need to start listening to them more. I really like all the songs that you play for me by them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I hope you guys all had a great St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
There's a band called Gaelic Storm who I cannot stop talking about.
That's got to go on.
Yeah. No, I was telling a lot of my friends yesterday specifically, and I made them all listen to Gaelic Storm. Seen them twice in concert. One time I was too young to remember it because it was like the Irish Fest, and I was just a child. But we went a couple summers ago. Super fun concerts, clapping your hands, stomping your feet. It's great. And you know, yeah. Oh wow, I'm getting a lot of text messages. This is hard to keep track of, actually. Oh. Though it means we have an audience.
Hi.
Hi guys. I'm gonna try to play the music one more time.
Okay.
Still nothing. Okay.
Maybe give it a second. Maybe let it sit with it for a minute.
I'll just keep it on play.
Yeah.
And if it jumps in at any point, then we'll know we're back on. But yeah, I'm not really sure. Kate, actually, are you in the GroupMe?
I don't think so.
Hannah, could you text someone?
Like just in the whole thing?
No, like Lily's direct listening. Message.
Hi, Lily.
Someone. Hey, Lily.
Hey.
Probably Alex. Yeah, we're trying to.
What am I saying?
We're trying to have riveting conversation while also trying to fix the
situation.
So this is very, very fun.
I'm going to read another haiku.
Yeah, you read that haiku.
Yeah, I'm going to read that haiku.
Okay.
Tell me what's a poppy blooms. I write, erase, rewrite. Erase again and then a poppy blooms. Wow.
Lovely.
Wow.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that.
Dramatic pause was really effective.
Oh, over the wintry, forest winds howl and rage with no leaves to blow.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like these might be a little too short. Like, I want to know more about that.
Well, I think we might eventually reach a point where we read longer poems.
Oh,
but,
a little progression.
You know,
okay.
I think at the start of our...
Long?
Yeah. So I also got a suggestion to talk about astrological things.
Oh yeah. You could talk about that forever.
I could talk about that forever. I'm a Capricorn. Not that
too.
Hannah's also a Capricorn. Kate is a Cancer. Me just spilling you their personal astrological information.
As you should.
But Capricorns are pretty superior, but
hey.
Cancers, I have a lot of Cancer friends. My brother's a Cancer. You're a Cancer.
Yeah.
My best friend is a Cancer. Hey, Anna, I know you're listening. But yeah, I think what people are always worried about, oh, is my zodiac sign a bad sign? Because, you know, if they don't know much about it, they're like, am I a good one? Like, there's no good one. There's no bad one. They're all perfect and unique in their own way.
That's a lovely sentiment.
Yeah, so don't, even though I'm partial to Capricorns, because I am one, your sign is valid. Your sign
Thank
is
you.
Valid.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel empowered now.
Yeah, I think Anna said hi. Hi, Anna. I'm really sorry. I was supposed to read your haiku, but I'm not going to read it now because... if we are able to have an intermission, I'd like to... intermission. What is this? A musical? Yeah, I'd like to read your haiku still, but...
I can read another. I have a list of 10 great ones here.
10?
10.
Wow. Okay, maybe one more.
Okay. This is a Jack Kerouac, so... A little... Yeah, okay. The taste of rain. The taste of rain. Why kneel?
Wow.
That's not like a true 575, but I appreciate the the diversity.
Okay, I'm going to try this music again. Still no luck. It's a shame.
It's okay. This is kind of fun.
Yeah. You should just have a talk show.
Maybe we should make a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do a podcast, though we'd have to prepare a lot more because obviously right now we're... Yeah.
Except we're finding things to talk about.
Yeah, we're like, finding we're things to talk about, whim, though I don't know if it's interesting to anyone.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's see. Looking for a potential solution. Talk about something interesting.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you got it, though.
Okay. Here, let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay, this is me and Hannah. What inspired you to start your radio show?
Abby's radio show.
Wow.
Oh,
that's so cute.
Thank you, Hannah.
Really loved it.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of music will you be playing?
That's a great question. I think that for the Google form, I wrote down alternative and indie.
Cool. So very nice.
Everyone else.
Yeah. The vibes.
Yeah.
What else?
This is like an interview.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating.
Are you sticking with Radio Rebels?
Right now we are, but it's not my favorite name, so if we can come up with something better.
Okay. I do really like it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a little cheesy, but...
That's okay.
You like cheesy.
Yeah.
What inspired you to not have a radio show?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I feel like me and Abby are kind of vibing on this one together.
Yeah, I think it's like a little co-host situation, yeah. But like there's no commitment, you
yeah,
know?
I don't like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to this is kind of put any pressure on Kate.
Makes sense.
I do want to start one and only talk about Taylor Swift, but I don't know if the interest would be very high for that.
Mm.
I could talk about her forever.
No, I think it would be...
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about this. What do we think about award shows like the Grammys?
Scammies. I think scammies.
Scammies.
I agree,
yes.
But I feel I need to watch them. Like
I do feel very
validated. Like, I need to watch them all.
Yeah.
I would agree. I feel like you're kind of missing out if you don't watch it, but then I watch it. And then I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how to...
I just want to see, like, the performances.
That's
true. Yeah, I do appreciate the performances.
And, like, when it's still interacting, I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
The Harry Styles-Taylor Swift interaction, that made my week.
Yeah, we've got a big Swiftie in here.
Yeah.
And two huge Harry Styles fans.
Yeah.
I like Harry.
I wouldn't call myself a huge fan.
Okay, okay,
no,
so...
I'm
I do
have
a reader to run into my jeans.
Okay, so...
Moment.
Okay.
That's okay. What song?
Breaking news.
Oh,
I
that
have
was my top song.
Oh god.
Spotify.
Oh god. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, I was very sad.
Oh no.
Sorry, what?
Breaking news. I have a haiku submission.
Ooh.
Live from my brother. Hi Daniel.
Hi.
Haikus are too short. I'm already almost out of syllables. See?
That's
Let me count that.
That was clever.
Did you
just do that?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Wow, Broads. Good job.
That's the best one I've heard. Yeah.
That was good. Oh, okay. We got to. What are our opinions? I think we have to. Oh, wait. You have to log into your phone.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we need to censor our thoughts or words,
Jeez.
But our opinions on the performance of WAP at the Grammy.
I did not see it. I didn't see any of the Grammys, actually, because I couldn't get it on my computer.
You have to look up the performance.
No, like, that's
it's
when
iconic.
My FOMO was, like, triggered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up later.
Oh, my God.
They weren't, like, on YouTube when I looked them up. They must be there by now.
Yeah, I think they're on there now.
I'm gonna get to see Harry.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, he looks so good.
No, I know. He did look
good. Yeah. Back to WAP.
Back to WAP.
It was
fabulous.
I think
iconic.
It's honestly... Yeah, it was very iconic, and I think it's... An important pop culture moment of this era.
Reset.
I love
how
like it makes people upset.
It makes a lot of people
like,
upset.
It's very amusing.
Yeah,
very fun.
And I think, I don't know, to let yourself get so upset by something like that. I mean, I don't know if any of you are listening were upset by it. If you are, and if you want to text me, tell me why you were upset. We can get some opinions in here.
Yeah.
Have a little
debate.
Yeah, a little debate. Okay, I've got another haiku submission from Mom. Hi, Mama. Dead air and a buzz. No music, no sound, save the audible panic.
Wow.
That's wow. very relevant. Yes. Very so relevant.
She came over that quickly and it was well.
Yeah, it's big snaps for you, Mom.
I don't know how loud the snaps are.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, she is an English teacher. She's, you know.
Haikus are in her blood.
Haikus are in her blood. Words. Words are everywhere.
Ooh, words.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm if we're able to get the show to work next week, I will play the same track list for you because I do spend a lot of time curating what I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that you can't hear it right now. But we can keep talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if the issue is ever actually going to... Still trying to work on it. Okay. There's some sort of button that I should be trying to find. But it's interesting because the show right before us
was working.
They had technical difficulties as well, but it was the music was playing, so it was a different issue that they were having.
Yeah, I think they said the talking wasn't working, so...
Yeah, I think we kind of...
flipped.
Yeah, we flipped the issue. But we have been talking for 21 minutes. So, if you're listening, you're a real one. You're a homie. Yeah. Oh, wow, I got a request... to rap some Hamilton.
Oh, yes. Do it.
I don't know if I can do it alone. Kate, you'd have to help out. I don't know if I'm...
I would like to hear it.
I don't know. You've...
I feel like we might need to practice this.
So I couldn't participate, but I would listen.
Yeah, I mean... I feel like we'd have to do the Lafayette Guns and Chips one, because...
What? Lafayette?
Yeah, Lafayette.
I don't think I know all the words to that one.
Something that I found interesting here, a lot of people say Lafayette, like Lafayette, instead of Lafayette.
I think.
Can you hear the difference?
I might say that. Wait.
I switch between the two, because I say Lafayette because of Hamilton. Lafayette. But then when I really think about it, like Lafayette just flows off the tongue. I don't know.
I feel like saying Lafayette is lazy. I feel like you just got to put the extra effort to say Lafayette.
My parents made fun of me for saying Lafayette.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was too proper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So now, I think about this a lot. Like, I'm very self-conscious about how I say it, so I don't say it that often.
You say laugh.
Laugh.
Anna, for the first week, was saying laugh. And I was like, what are you talking
live,
about?
Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love.
You're hopeful.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I would pick a school that I don't know how to say the name of. But
yeah.
That makes sense.
Laugh is great, though.
Laugh.
Other than their radio show tech and equipment, everything's pretty great.
Why don't you just sing us all the songs?
Wow, you think I can sing?
You can.
I cannot.
I can go back to the dorm and grab your guitar.
go get my guitar now.
Like an acapella moment.
Well, I'm not warmed up. Can't put me on the spot like that. So I do have. I wish the show was working because I have a song that I really want to play because it's kind of combined with a little plug for an artist that I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
But since the show probably isn't going to work out. And I won't be able to play you this song. There's an artist that I'm currently very obsessed with. His name is Adam Melcher. And he's coming out with a mixtape album tonight at midnight. His album will be out. It's called Melcher... that's not what it's called. It's called the Melcher Lullaby Hotline Volume 1. Wow. And...
That is long.
He's been working on it for a long time. He had the Lullaby Hotline was actually kind of an experience that he was offering for his fans where you text a number and every Sunday he would send them a video or like a link to a video of either an unreleased song, a cover of a song, or maybe just like a little voice memo of him trying something out. And it was just like a really unique, like, personal way to interact with his fans and give them something, like, very special and, like, you know, they were, like, private links, so no one else had access to them. I mean, anyone could have texted the number and got access to it. But it was a really cute idea. And now all of his fans, me included, like, know all of these unreleased songs and almost love them more than his songs that have already been released. So finally, he's coming out with a mixtape of some of the songs that are on the hotline, and I'm very excited about it. It's coming out at midnight. It's gonna be great. The song
it's
I was gonna
promo.
Yeah, no, I love him. He's just like he's a very genuine guy, I think. Like, I've never met him, but like he does live videos on Instagram and YouTube a lot, and he just, like, I feel like he cares so much about his fans. He's always talking with them, like, they're talking with him. It's just a very, I don't know, intimate fan-artist relationship that I feel like is kind of hard to find nowadays, especially with, like, so many big artists that are popular. So hopefully he blows up, like, even bigger eventually, because he deserves that. But, yeah, so that's my plug for Adam. Listen to his mixtape that comes
Maybe
out.
He's listening. Hey.
Adam, hey. Probably not.
You never know.
You never know.
This might
but
go viral.
It could go viral. Listen. They could be like, watch this fail. Three college girls trying to do a radio show. Yeah, no, but yeah, it's great. I was going to play the song. You can listen to it on your own time because it's a single that's already out, but it's going to be featured on the album. It's called Last Time. It's going to be on the album. It's a great song. He's very, I guess, singer-songwritery. you know.
Such a great vibe.
Checks out.
Yeah, it checks out. but yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm looking forward to it. So that's my little music plug of the night. Yeah.
Who's your favorite artist on the playlist tonight?
On the playlist tonight? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Tonight.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of good things. This will almost be like a little preview to next week when I can
Ooh.
Finally play them all.
Yeah, give a little tease.
A little tease. Okay, so there is a song on it from the Shrek 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you can't go wrong with the Shrek
you really
2
can't.
Soundtrack. Oh, my mom is telling me to give Adam's name again. It's Adam Melcher. Adam, A-D-A-M.
Well, not that
hard. Melcher, M-E-L-C-H-O-R. Adam Melcher with the Melcher Lullaby Hotline Volume 1 out tonight at midnight.
I feel like I have to email him because I just came up with a fabulous album title.
What is it?
Melcher Heart.
Like, melt your heart.
Yes. Coming up with
wow, Kate.
Am I a genius? Hold on.
That's,
no, you are.
I might have to rethink something.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, yeah.
Do you have his contact?
Like, the hotline number that he gave, like, you can text it, and sometimes he responds to people.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I'll try.
Okay, yeah.
Not, like, it's not his real phone, obviously, but...
He's got to have access to it somehow.
He does have access to it. Awesome. So, yeah, Adam Melcher, check it out. Back to what I was saying.
Back to
Shrek
what
2.
I was
on the playlist. I don't know if you guys aren't aware, Shrek 2, the soundtrack is immaculate. I have, I don't know if I want to give it away what the actual song is, but.
Well, I want to know what it is. Can you show me?
I feel like you should just say.
Okay, it's As Lovers Go by Dashboard Confessional.
I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, it's so good. I wish I could play it for you right now. Yeah, the music is still not working. But, and I also, there's another artist on the playlist that one of his songs is in the Shrek 2 soundtrack, but it's a different song. I don't know. Rufus Wainwright. I don't know if you've heard him. He's pretty, I don't know, big. Not big, but like, he's an official guy.
What's the song that's on the Shrek soundtrack?
He sings the Hallelujah one.
Oh,
that
okay.
one,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, so I have a Rufus Wainwright song on this track list as well. But you'll have to wait till next week, obviously.
Did you watch Shrek recently?
I did not watch Shrek recently.
What inspired?
I listened to like a wide variety of my playlist and liked songs and new songs that I haven't heard of when I'm trying to make this like playlist, and that one came up and I was like, "Ugh, golden. It's golden.
You're so golden."
Okay, Kate, sing some Harry. Sing some Harry.
Everything relates back to Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's like the first thing I thought when you said golden.
Yeah. Let's see what else. My favorite artist on here. Oof, that's tough. I do really like... I have a song by Kali Uchis on here. She's like becoming... it's called... It's not Telepatia. That's the one that's like blowing up right now. It's No Eres Tu Soy Yo. It's off the same album as Telepatia, but she's like... I feel like she's finally getting like more recognition because her single Telepatia has recently like... skyrocketed. It's like blowing up, and she's climbing up the charts, man, and I'm like really excited about it. She's awesome. So I was gonna play some of her for you.
Just gonna make them excited for
me. I hope you guys are bad. Like gonna be on the edge of your seats all the way until next Thursday.
You're like, I don't know how I'm gonna sleep tonight.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely won't.
Yeah, I mean,
this whole week.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah. My friend Anna is asking me, what's my favorite The Cure song?
Ooh.
Because she knows, and I might have said this last week, The Cure is probably my favorite band. My favorite, I don't know, I feel like there's so many good ones, but this one is very special to me because it reminds me of my mom.
Aww.
But Just Like Heaven, that one, I feel like you can't go wrong with it. It was like kind of my mom's song when she was, you know, when it came out, I guess. I don't know. And she loves it so much. And she's probably the reason why I love The Cure so much. And the way that Just Like Heaven is her song. I want it to be my song as well. So, like, when people hear Just Like Heaven, I want them to think of me, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I really guess cool. That's my answer. Hope you liked that, Mom. love you. any more questions?
I have haikus in the queue.
What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent? I want to hear your hidden talent.
I realized my hidden talent today, and I can't believe I haven't told you about it before. I can talk with my mouth closed.
Like, Hannah can talk with her mouth?
Like, it sounds like not me. It sounds like a baby. I'm kind of embarrassed to do this.
Can you please do it?
I know.
Yeah, okay. I know you guys won't be able to see with your eyes that her mouth is closed.
I hear it. It's
okay.
It's okay.
But I'm
going to
do it for you guys, right?
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if you heard
there it is. Like, I can't.
But that was
a really little good. Star.
Wow.
That's
I feel like maybe you need to get closer to
I
the mic.
I did learn this from iCarly as a child.
From iCarly, okay.
Someone else. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is my big moment. Thank you.
All right, get ready.
I literally can't though.
No, okay. Like, yeah, if we didn't interrupt you by laughing,
yeah, no,
you would have gone.
It's like not my, it's not great, but
no, it's really
no,
good actually.
It is really good.
I can't do
impressed.
It.
Yeah. I
couldn't
know what
do
I was
it.
Expecting, but it wasn't that.
I was prepared for icebreakers, like coming here just to tell everyone I can talk with my mouth closed.
Yeah, well, that's a good. That's a good.
That's a good talent to have.
Yeah. So like.
Wow, this is funny. I've gotten two texts, both telling me to click my tongue.
Oh.
Because
yeah.
Wait, what?
Because I can make a really loud noise
okay,
by clicking my tongue, but
sorry,
I feel
users.
Like that's not like.
No, I think I want.
Like no, the I, mic is right here.
Okay, step back. Click your tongue.
Okay, well, but like I don't like you can't even you gotta be in person to like
my mouth closed. You gotta
yeah,
click.
No, you gotta click.
Your yeah, tongue. Okay, all right. Well, it's better in person, but
oh my god,
it's aggressive. It's so loud.
It's pretty aggressive. It's pretty aggressive.
It's aggressive.
But thank you to the two people who thought of that.
From the top,
hey,
of
it's
Samantha,
your turn.
Our fire escape.
She goes very far.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if I have
a song. I'm sure you. Okay, I've got a question. Okay. What is everyone's favorite movie or director or both, and why? Who wants to start?
I don't want to start. Don't look at me.
Okay.
Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
I have two. They're both like franchises. The Hunger Games, obviously. So good.
Of course.
It's kind of a basic choice, but nonetheless, it's so good. I could watch it 50 times and never be bored. Second is Twilight. Whoa.
Some of you might think. What a surprise.
That's a terrible movie. So bad. How could you like Twilight? It's so good. It's so funny. They have the They've got the blue tin on the first one. The story's there.
Yeah, I can't relate. I've never seen it, but Kate and I are actually on a mission to introduce each other to our favorites, especially favorite movies.
Yeah.
We started off with a bang. I showed her Dirty Dancing, which is it's probably top two, one of my favorites. Gotta love Patrick Swayze. It's great. The music, the soundtrack in Dirty Dancing alone is enough to make it one of my favorites. I love the music.
It was so good. Was really
it's awesome. And
my dad just texted me loser.
Wow. Hi, Caitlin's parents.
That's rude.
Yeah, so Dirty Dancing is one of my favorites. Hannah, what's one of your favorites?
One of my favorites is called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Okay.
It's criminally underrated. It's a really good, it's like the best cinematography ever.
Wow.
And it's like so good. I'm going to make you guys watch it.
Yes, please.
Please have like a movie day.
Please do.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other movies I like. Yeah. Obviously like Pride and Prejudice.
I was about to say that. Pride and Prejudice is like my ultimate comfort movie.
Yeah.
Right.
I could watch that one for a day too.
I took an awful midterm last semester and like the second I finished I started watching Pride and Prejudice. Like, I knew it would revive me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I heard you throw out Little Women in there as well. I love the old Little Women movie and also the new one.
I've only seen the new one.
The old one is good.
Better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but also, I'm like, Die Hard, the book is always better than the movie. So it's my favorite book, but of course I'm going to love the movie as well.
I hate the ending.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Laurie,
I don't want to spoil the book for anybody. But if you don't know if you don't know the story of Little Women, then I don't know what planet you're living on.
Yeah.
Basically, leave if you don't want to hear part of the ending. But really Joe doesn't end up with Laurie.
No, like, and I hate Amy. I'm gonna throw it out there. I hate Amy. So
the thing is, Amy, I feel like, is actually very real, and I loved how they presented Amy in the recent movie.
That's true.
Like, no, I loved.
I did like the new Amy more than the old Amy.
Yes.
I only have one to go off of. So.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a big controversy. I think Louisa May Alcott. Look at us. We're talking about books now. she was so persistent on not having the main character end up have that perfect love story. She was so persistent on that, which is kind of admirable, but at the same time
she does end up with a random German guy.
Yeah. Who is this? What's his name? Professor? I don't
even remember. He's irrelevant.
Exactly.
Know.
He's irrelevant. But yeah, I don't know. I think everyone doesn't like the ending of Little Women. But
I feel like I respect it though.
Right.
Like, I understand where she's coming from.
Right.
Yes.
Let's see. A couple more suggestions from my texts. I don't know why I said suggestions like that. I said suggestions. Oh, wow. Just to let you know, if you want to cop out of this show, Adam Melcher is going live on Instagram, probably in preparation for the release of his mixtape.
He knew you talked
So if you want to leave me and go watch him, I wouldn't blame you. I honestly want to go watch him right now. But yeah, that's happening. Suggestion. Have everyone talk about what their number one Spotify artist was last year. So like a little Spotify Wrapped moment.
Okay. All right. Mine was Claro.
Claro. I love Respectable.
Claro. Yeah. Which is kind of weird because girls only got like one album, so how I managed it.
But it's good.
It's a good one.
It's a good album.
I listen to it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Kate, yours?
Mine was obviously Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I was in the top 0.05%
wow.
of listeners.
Yes.
As you should.
Yeah.
Good on you.
There's no one that will ever top her. I'm sorry.
Yeah. For me, I was also in the top 0.05% of mine, but my artist is not as big as Taylor Swift. Can you guess it?
Adam?
No. Oh, okay. But good try. Field Medic, which I won't shut up about, and no one even knows who he is. He's a really dope guy named Kevin. So
he's such a Kevin.
He's such a Kevin, which...
Oh, talk about your postcard
thing. I will. Yeah, so Field Medic, definitely like indie folk kind of like... Like, I think, you know, he's described himself as like... emo cowboy.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So, he's awesome. He does have a lot of, you know... I mean, he has songs for whatever mood you're feeling, which is perfect for Mood Ring Radio. Can I just throw that out there? But yeah, he was my top artist, and he sells little zines, which...
Oh, is this the one you posted?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so he has, like... I don't know if you guys know what Bandcamp is, but it's, like, a site for artists to, you know, sell merch and, like, post information, and he sells these little zines that he hand makes, and he fills them with haikus and drawings that he makes. I should bring in my zine next week and read one of his haikus. But he, like, you know, he makes them, cuts them, and, like, you know, does all the craft stuff for it, and then he sends it to you, and it's only like $5, and it's just like a really easy way to support, you know, an artist you like. And since he's one of my favorites, if not the top, obviously he's my top artist on Spotify, I figured, hey, $5 and I get like some art and some haikus, which I'm all over. And he sent it to me, and he also sent a little personalized note, because when you buy it, you can write a message to the person you're buying it from. So I wrote a little message, and he wrote a little message back. Oh, it was so cute. It was so sweet. It made my entire day. So yeah, check out Field Medic. Cool guy. He actually just came out with a really short, like 41-second song yesterday.
Oh. 41.
And I really wish I could play it for you. But that's the theme of the night, me wishing that I could play it for you. But it's called Song I Made Up to Stop Myself from Having a Panic Attack Just Now.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Very
41
raw,
seconds.
Very
it is very raw. It sounds like a voice memo almost, but it's really short,
is
really
it like
simple.
An actual song is like produced and stuff?
Well, I think since he's like an indie artist, it's like he kind of like has his own label.
Mm-hmm.
So like he likes to actually produce a lot of stuff like on like he likes to record things on like cassettes actually.
Oh, that's cool.
So like yeah, he's a funky dude. But yeah, if you're like ever, you know, struggling or like sad or like need some help, listen to Song I Made Up to Stop Myself from Having a Panic Attack Just Now.
You'll be here
on a loop. 41 seconds. Yeah. It's like it's beautiful. Yeah. Crafty emo cowboy poet. That's the vibe, I think, for Field Medic.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's great. What else? I feel bad for anyone who's not my family that's listening. I'm sure you're gone at this point.
Is anyone that's not your family?
Yeah, is anyone that's not my family?
Speak now.
My mom just told me to talk about power mottos.
Power mottos.
Oh, Anna's
okay.
Actually making me hang, like, she's making...
Like, affirmations?
Power mottos, like, signs, and making us, like, hang them right on our wall, like,
word.
Right when we walk in.
Okay.
I haven't actually made one yet, because, like, I don't know what to say, but...
I actually kind of have a little saying on a little star
I love
piece
that
of paper.
One.
I can't...
What is it?
...fully share it with you because it does have a naughty word.
Naughty.
But it basically says, do no harm, take no bad word.
Take no poop.
Take no crap. Yep. Hope that's allowed.
Take no, I'm sorry,
if it's not. Yeah. So that's a good one for me. Short, simple. I don't know if it's a true power motto.
I'm looking through my text. I was texting my mom a bunch of power mottos and I forgot.
Wow, okay. Adam is singing last time on the live right now. You know what? We're gonna I could play it through the mic. This is very sad.
I think it's worth it.
Here he is. He's actually... Can you hear that?
This won't be the last
time. Ah, I got a text. My apologies.
Oh, here's a power motto.
Don't
No matter where you go, there you are. That's from the Hannah Montana movie, actually.
Heavy Hannah Montana obsession.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have the same name, so I was like, we are the same person.
Yeah.
I was a big Hannah Montana girl.
Yeah.
Still am, honestly.
Yeah. Same. We should watch Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
It's like a good movie.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
All the music?
Yeah, true.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you heard that little snippet of Adam, but,
pretty good.
His lives are just very, you know, he's just chilling with a guitar. Sometimes he's on the piano. He's just chilling.
That's so nice.
Singing songs. Sometimes I think his live versions are, like,
better?
Superior to his, like, recorded stuff.
Ooh.
But, love both.
I have an idea for a show for you.
For me?
Yeah. You play only songs from the Phineas and Ferb soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I don't know if that would be knows a good one. This,
okay,
but the three
I
of us
think.
Love Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah. The three of us do love
and
Phineas
and
Ferb.
Gotten yelled at by the RAs for playing it too loud.
Yeah.
Tonight.
That's a true story. We were told to turn down our Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
But also,
it's cool, though.
Honestly.
It's actually a little, sad that everyone else didn't want to hear our Phineas and Ferb.
And you're listening
that
to, like, the classics.
Crowds.
Like, that was, the first few episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, it
no,
was,
we had...
Backyard Beach. Yeah.
Don't get me started.
I think, let's see, what's my favorite Phineas and Ferb song? I don't know.
I
love Busted.
Busted?
As I always say, Disco Miniature Golfing
Thing. Disco Miniature.
Oh, yeah.
I do love the Snuck Your Way Right Into My Heart by Love Handle.
I don't think they have one bad song.
They really don't.
Like, probably the best artists of our generation.
Honestly, yeah.
Wait, I'm looking collectively.
Pretty much. And I think, you know what's special about Phineas and Ferb?
Rubber
bands of rubber balls. That actually goes hard. But I think what's special about Phineas and Ferb is that I feel like most parents didn't mind their kids watching. Like, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, Disney Channel shows or, I don't know, Nickelodeon, whatever, where, like, the parents are annoyed and they're like, I'm sick of this show. Please turn off Jesse. I don't want to hear about the party every day. But Phineas, I know at least my parents, I think they enjoyed Phineas
and
Ferb.
Love Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, I think it was a happy medium for families.
I will say that I had a babysitter and I made her buy the Phineas and Ferb soundtrack and play it in her car every time we went somewhere. And I don't think that she liked it because I drove her insane.
That's her bad.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's not you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a Perry the Platypus shirt. It was just like a teal shirt with his eyes and his bill on it.
Oh, that's cute.
And I had the same color pants.
Oh, so you can.
And
be
you know what I did? I pulled it over my head, over my face.
The pants?
So, no, the shirt.
What the hell?
The shirt. So that his this is so embarrassing.
His face was your
so
face.
His face was my face.
Oh, did you do this little thing?
Well, You continue first.
Well, that's basically it. Okay. I would just...
I did have Phineas and Ferb stuffed animals in both of the... Or wait, what am I saying? Prairie the Platypus stuffed animals in both forms. One had his hat on and was standing on two legs, and the other was on four legs.
Right.
It made the noise.
It's funny...
Oh, it made the noise.
It made the noise.
Wow. It's funny how when Perry is not... We're having an intelligent conversation.
It's funny how, like, we are becoming a Phineas and Ferb fan.
No, it's funny because this whole radio show is being recorded. Yeah. And will be on the website for anyone to watch.
If anyone wants an intellectual conversation about Phineas and Ferb...
We're here.
Here it is.
Yeah. But it's funny how when Perry is not a secret agent and he's just on his, like, four little feet, he's, like, a little, like... Like cross-eyed. But then when he like puts on a whole act to look like a normal platypus.
Does he get a headache?
He's also blue.
Platypuses
yeah.
are not blue.
Yeah.
Platypi? What's a plural?
I feel like it would be platypi, but I don't know.
Platypi.
I have on my ceiling in my bedroom. I have clouds painted on my ceiling.
That's adorable.
It's a quirky moment. And I have one that looks just like Perry.
A cloud that looks like
Perry. So, like, sometimes I'm in bed and I'm like, that looks just like Perry the
Platypus.
Wow.
My mom just sent me a picture with Phineas and Ferb in the
movie. Yeah, no, Phineas and Ferb is elite.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I'm really here for the parental support. Yeah.
They're the only ones who would sit here and listen to us talk about Phineas and Ferb for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Are your parents listening?
No, they're not.
Okay. You should have told them.
I should have told them. They would have
listened. Yeah, they would have. yeah. We've got a picture of Kate at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, red hair?
No.
You look so funny.
Let's see the picture. Oh, she's hugging Ferb.
Of course.
She looks very excited about it, too. I wish you guys could see.
I love Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, so...
Oh, did you hear about the theory that Candace is schizophrenic?
I have heard this.
I did hear that.
Okay.
I feel like people are just trying...
It had, like, a negative tone on the show. I didn't like it that much. But then I watched a TikTok from the guy who made it, and he said, that's not true.
Yeah, so I don't...
That
I don't
made me feel a little better.
Yeah, I feel like that's someone just trying to, I don't know, be exciting and get attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candace doesn't need to be schizophrenic.
No, she can just be the villain. That's okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how there are two villains in one show?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're completely
and
separate.
Every single time.
Are either really a
villain? I mean,
no,
it's...
No, they're not. So is there really any villain in the show?
Phineas and Ferb are the villains.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
You know, what's interesting is that if like... Phineas and Ferb's inventions. I can't believe we're talking so much about this.
We're getting into it.
If their inventions, like, didn't, like, blow up or, like, I don't know, get destroyed somehow, or, like, I don't know. I feel like Doofenshmirtz, like, innators would have... That's what they're called. I feel like they would have worked.
Yeah.
Everyone makes it seem like Doofenshmirtz is, like, a dumb, like he's a bad, like... evil villain because none of his stuff actually works, but they do work.
Yeah.
They just, like, when it comes time for them to, like, execute the plan, something happens and, like, the innator gets destroyed.
He's just an unlucky guy.
Yeah.
Doofenshmirtz is my favorite character.
Yeah.
I actually follow a Doofenshmirtz fan account on Instagram.
Wow.
that
send me the at.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah.
I'll follow it.
Maybe I'll plug it a little.
Yeah. All right, well, we have, like, 2 minutes left. We could keep talking all night if we wanted.
Doofenshmirtz_daily is the Instagram.
Okay, check it out, everybody.
Yeah.
Doofenshmirtz_daily.
Post quality stuff.
Yeah, we should probably move on from Phineas.
Yeah, I mean, we have, like, about 2 minutes left before our slot is technically over. I don't know about y'all, I do have... Unfortunately, we are college students.
we do have work.
But these last 2 minutes, 1 minute, you know, want to say thank you for listening to us ramble about anything and everything.
Yeah.
It took us kind of a while
to... I'm kind of feeling like we should have a talk show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of feeling like we should have
really
a talk
fun.
Show as well.
Do it.
No, it's fun. I think.
Give us feedback. Let us know.
Let us know. Maybe
that's something from the viewers.
Let's hear from the viewers. Yeah. Because honestly.
My dad just said, thank God. That's so rude.
Wow, you just exposed him on live air.
I'm calling you out. That was really mean.
Yeah, well, also, happy belated birthday to Kate's brother.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Birthday shout out.
Birthday shout out. Thanks for listening. This was supposed to be Mood Ring Radio.
It still was.
It still was.
I feel like you reflected a bunch of
moods. Yeah. No, there was a lot of moods here.
Yeah, no, it was mood ring worthy.
There was like a little bit of panic, a little bit of stillness.
There was a lot of panic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm your host, Abby. We've got Caitlin and Hannah in the studio today as well. I'll be here again next week. Hopefully things go well then. But yeah. This has been Mood Ring Radio. I'm your host, Abby Zaya, and you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, live from Easton, Pennsylvania. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Sorry for the lack of music, but we will try again next week. So, love you always. Bye.